1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We're going to do a roundtable discussion of the Harry Potter movie coming up this hour, featuring R.C. Collins and Vernon Dozier. Mr. Collins is a junior at Bradley Military Academy. Mr. Dozier is the varsity football coach at Belmar Academy, as well as a math and science teacher. And so that'll be coming up. We also have Chris Norton on. Mr. Norton will be discussing a couple of things with us. One of them is Denise Richards, who's on the cover of Giant magazine. This is a beautiful woman. This is a gorgeous woman, Denise Richards. Now, I don't know what you think of her movies. I personally happen to like her in Drop Dead Gorgeous. Yeah, I know the rest of the movie, Blue Chipmunks, but I felt that she was good. You know, who cares? She's beautiful. And Denise Richards is, I think she's getting back together with Charlie Sheen. And I like Charlie Sheen a lot. You know, it's funny when you see actors. I was walking, I forget where, I was going into some, like a milkshake store. I was going to go get a popsicle or something. And I saw a little guy next to me. And I looked down, it was Charlie Sheen. I swear to God, about 5'1". And the little, you know, the hair was kind of spiked. And he had those Mr. Magoo glasses on. And I didn't know it was the cat, you know. Most of those cats wear glasses. That's why you don't recognize movie stars in public. They all got glasses and they're all walking a dog. Like, for instance, Tom Hanks. You know, he was in Saving Private Ryan. You think the guy's pretty macho. Yeah, you see the guy, he's walking a poodle with glasses on. So you don't really know. But Charlie Sheen, I thought, was very nice. I said, excuse me, but that's my popsicle. He said, hey. And he moved over. And so it was great. And I asked for his autograph, but he'd left. He'd been gone for 15 minutes when I asked him for it. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. A reminder that we are going to be doing a signing, our very first CD signing of the year, coming up very shortly. We'll let you know officially where it's going to be, but it's going to be somewhere really cool. I can't tell you where, but it's a really bitchin' place. And it starts with D, and it ends with S, and the first name of it is Dave, and the last name of it is Buster's. But I can't tell you precisely where, but it might be in Arcadia. That's where I was born and raised. And somebody seems to think because I was born and raised there, I got a lot of listeners there. I doubt it for the very reason I was born and raised there. I go to Arcadia today, nobody knows who I am. They didn't know who I was then. But in any event, it might be there. It'll be coming up in early December. We'll be doing another webcast. Very excited about the upcoming midseason on NBC because the television show Teachers, of which I'm just a very small part, will be on. And if you go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, the Chris Norton Babe of the Week is Kali Roca, who's one of our stars. And if you missed Sarah Shahi, who is also one of our stars, you missed a lot, brother. You missed a lifetime because she was the Chris Norton Babe 2 weeks ago. And that picture is not going back up on the website. That one goes into my desk drawer. And that one goes into my desk drawer and gets scotch taped to my refrigerator. Thank you. Hey. All right. Let's get on. Chris Norton joins us now from Hermosa Beach, California. Mr. Norton, how are you this evening?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. How you doing, Phil?
Good. And, Chris, you wanted to talk a little bit. You had a question for me, though, right?
Yes, sir, I did. I wanted to, well, the thing that I called about was to tell you about that this is a Christmas season show, and I want to let a lot of guys know that Noglip can be found this time of year, and so be sure to...
Now, Noglip, you know, you talked about Noglip last year. What is that?
I'm sorry?
What is Noglip?
Noglip is a hazard that can be had at different Christmas parties, and the reason why I'm talking about it is if you are seen drinking nog and there is a residual of the nog that stays attached to your lip, it looks like you might have, you know, taken a shot off the lip, and that's all I'm trying to say.
Are we talking about something sexual, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah. All right, so why I'm walking around with nog lip, so what?
There's a perception, sexual perception that could happen. I just don't want no one to have no, you know, anybody's sexual orientation, their own business. I mean, I'm not trying to say what your sex is about is all your business. But I have personally kind of got alerted onto that because I was at a Christmas party 2 years ago and a friend of mine did get nogged and he was not able to, he didn't come out for he didn't come out of his apartment for a while. Because, you know, one of the girls at the party saw the nog and was very skeptical. I'm sorry?
Nothing, sir. Are you afraid if you have nog lip that you're perceived as gay?
Yes, sir, that's correct, yeah.
All right, it sounds kind of childish to me.
Well, sir, I don't mean it to be childish, but it is a...
All right, how about a napkin?
Well, that's why I'm calling up. I will try to remind everybody, if you are a heterosexual like I am, and you do have strong sexual tendencies, see, because my sexuality is so strong, everyone will say, it can't be noglip. He must have taken a direct hit. Well, I mean, I don't see what's so funny about it.
Look at dude. Yeah, I think we can sum all this up by saying this Christmas season, keep taking a direct hit.
You know something, Mr. Henry? No.
We can sum it up. Just keep a napkin handy.
That's fine, but I suggest that people not drink nog. See, I would not drink no nog on account of that.
All right, is that what this bumper sticker is? No nog?
Yeah.
I don't want to put that on my website.
Well, I was hoping that maybe you'd link it.
No, I ain't linking anything, man, you know. Good luck getting your no-nog bumper stickers out there.
Okay, I mean, I just, you know...
I don't mean to shut you down, man, but, you know, it doesn't seem like a high-priority thing. If you're worried because you didn't wipe your lip after drinking eggnog that someone's going to think you, quote, took a direct hit, that is your own sexual insecurity.
See, I don't subscribe to that. My sexuality is very strong. But your image is everything, and having a knocked out face, if your lip is knocked up, it's...
All right, we'll take it under advisement.
What?
We'll take... Never mind. All right, that's Chris Norton. I don't know if you joined us last year. He was very concerned about nog lip. I'm not. I'm sorry. And they've tried to make this now a public service announcement 2 years running. Afraid not. Afraid not. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Henry Show. So, nog lip. I know I see a carton of that stuff in a refrigerator every year. Are you supposed to drink that hot or cold? Is there supposed to be booze in it or not? What is it? What is it, man? What is it?
We've got eggnog again this year.
Okay, do I drink it straight out of the cup? I mean, what do I do with it?
You want a cup of eggnog?
See, the first time I had eggnog, somebody knocked a little brandy into it. Wasn't bad. Another time I had a hot nog. somebody heated it up. Okay, so you're supposed to, like, drink it hot. I don't know how you drink it. Then there's people that make it. They know how to make it. I wouldn't begin to know how to make it. It seems like there's some strange stuff in there, man. It's like milk and what else? They put cinnamon and I imagine there's something having to do with egg. But it's cool. It's fine. It ain't my most favorite drink. I think spiked up a little bit is the way to go with it. Knock a little of that, you know, Knob Creek in there, baby. But just drinking straight nog, especially when I run the risk of having a nogged lip. No way, no way, no way. one 800 449 8686. All right, coming up next is our roundtable on Harry Potter featuring R.C. Collins and Mr. Vernon Dozier on the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want to get on the line here, R.C. Collins from Bradley Military Academy, and let's hold on for a minute there, Mr. Dozier. R.C., how are you?
Yes, sir, I'm very good, thank you.
And Vernon, Mr. Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Vernon, how are you?
Well, I'm doing very well. I hope you don't mind, but I'm making myself a little late dinner here tonight.
Okay, that's fine.
I got home and there's nobody here, so I'm trying to get some dinner done, and I want to lend my services to this discussion tonight.
Well, we want to talk about Harry Potter, The Goblet of Fire, the new film. There has been an awful lot of discussion. You're an educator, Mr. Dozier, and RC, you are still a student. Now, let me ask you right away, and don't give me your reasons. Can you tell me, Mr. Dozier, are you a fan of Harry Potter or not?
I love the movies, Phil. I think they're tremendous, so I'm very much a fan.
RC?
Yes, sir. I'm not a fan of them at all. I'm 16 years old, and I suppose you could say that I'm in the target demographic, but no, I don't.
So you do not like them?
No, sir, I don't.
All right, let's talk about the reasons for your liking Harry Potter. Vernon, if you could start off. You're a teacher, and you're around young people, and is it because of your proximity to young people that you've grown to like these films?
Phil, I'd probably say yes. I think the current film, The Goblet of Fire, is an interesting movie. Harry has now moved on in his schooling. There's a very interesting a part of the movie where they're called the Death Eaters. They're gaining strength, and they're creating the Dark Mark, giving evidence that Dark Lord is ready to rise again, which is all part of this movie. It's part of the plot. And
I don't really know the plot of the film that well.
Well, I think what the movie teaches us is that we grow, we become... more self-actualized, and we have to go through quite a bit, including some of the darker urgings, I suppose, of our own subconscious.
All right, thank you. And RC, your take.
Yes, sir. I don't know, Mr. Dozier, you said, sir, that you're a football coach?
That is correct, yes.
The movie, to me, is embarrassing to go to, because generally when you go to a movie, your friends will say, what are you doing? And I'm going to go to a movie, or you'll say that I'm going to go to a movie. This movie is called Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, and that's right away not too good, you know. So.
Why?
I don't understand.
Why?
I'm sorry?
Why is it not too good?
Because it's difficult to say to somebody, yeah, hi, I'm going to go see the Goblet of Fire. There's a gayness to it. And
can I jump in, Phil?
Yeah.
Are you, when you say gayness, are you talking about homosexuality or?
Well, yes, sir, I am, because gobbling it.
Hold on, because that's not what it's saying. And I'm a football coach. I'm around a lot of kids.
Well, I don't know if that is good or bad.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it doesn't mean anything, sir. I'm a Bradley Military Academy.
All right, kid, I know you're at a military academy. I know that you are, you know, I don't know, they put a little beret on your head. It's grease splatter.
Yeah, see right there, you know, when you say, oh, oops, splatter.
Can I get the host on?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make this sexual. I don't know why this boy is.
No, well, wait a minute. RC, what do you mean?
The movie, if you say, I'm going to go see the Harry Potter Goblet of Fire... Your friends will say, oh, you're going to go see Harry Potter gobbling it. And that right away.
See, Mr. Henry, what this young man's trying to do is make a mockery.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to talk about it from the standpoint of being a kid instead of an old man trying to pretend like he's one so you can get, you know, date girls who are 18.
Okay, that's dirt. You know, I have never...
Well, your wife is very young, isn't she?
I did not marry my wife until she graduated high school. All right, now she was in my class, yes. Now, I can tell you right now...
Just the fact that you're sitting there all playing with grease, what are you going to do with that?
I'm not playing with grease, I'm stir-frying some vegetables. And it's not grease, it happens to be sesame oil.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Mr.
What does that mean, uh-huh? You see, Phil, what's going on here is...
Let's get back to the movie, all right? And forget about what he's doing, okay?
I happen to... I'm cooking my own dinner. Do they teach you how to do that there at Bradley Military Academy?
Yes, sir. We know how to cook our own dinner, but basically we eat meat and vegetables. We don't, like, stir-fry, you know, mushroom branches and stuff. I mean...
It's not... Jesus. Shows how much you know. It happens to be bean curd.
Oh, okay, bean curd. You know, do your wife a favor, okay, and don't put the covers over her head tonight when you blow one out.
How much longer do I have to put up with this?
Sir, I'm sorry. Young man.
See, Mr. Henry's laughing. He thinks I'm funny.
Well, that's a sad commentary on Mr. Henry. Now,
Mr. Dozier, I apologize, sir. Give us the reasons why you like this movie.
I like the movie.
Well, he likes the title. Yeah, Harry Potter's going to gobble it. Looks like it's for me.
Put the kid on hold.
Wait a minute. I didn't do nothing.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. I enjoy the Harry Potter movies because I do believe that they are a symbolic of the journey that a young person takes from pre-adolescence through adolescence on into adulthood, and it is a very dark and mysterious time in the lives of the Hogwarts. All of these competitors are selected by this Goblet of Fire, which this year makes a very surprising announcement. The Hogwarts will have two representatives in the tournament, including Harry Potter. He's one of them. So Harry's able to rise to the challenge for the Triwizard Tournament, and it is, I think, the challenge of it.
All right, R.C., I'm putting you back on the line. No more childish comments.
I apologize to Mr. Dozier and to yourself, Mr. Henry, on account of I'm sorry about it.
Okay.
I really do feel it's wrong to have a movie out called Gobble. Well, not, it's not Gobble.
See, he's doing it again.
Watch out. Okay?
I didn't mean to say it's called Gobble. I'm saying it's called the Goblet of Fire. But you can mistake it to be Gobble. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying the movie is got a bad name?
See, that right there, Mr. Henry, it proves the kid is a simple-minded, you know, it's some kind of a motard, you know.
What is that?
I know a word you don't.
I know a word you don't. It's called Goblin It. And every time you go see that movie, people will think you do.
Mr. Henry, thank you very much for your time. I hate, with all of my passion, this brat you put on the phone with me. And
Mr. Henry, why won't you address this?
Because I'm not going to address some dopey freaking idea that if you go to see Harry Potter Goblet of Fire, they're going to think...
See, it just sounded like you said Harry Potter gobbles fire.
So what if it does?
Yeah, what if it does?
Boy, okay.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Nothing at all. Yeah, okay, go ahead. Hey, Coach, see you over there at Gobbling Fire. Are you done cooking?
Excuse me?
Are you done cooking?
No, I'm not.
What are you making?
I told you I'm stir-frying bean curd.
Oh, yeah.
And then you made the comment about me blowing one off. Forget it.
I'm sorry, guys.
This is boring.
I'm still here.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Dozier. I apologize.
I don't think, and I want to assure everybody listening, that if you go see Harry Potter's Goblets of Fire, no one's going to think you went to see a movie called Harry Potter Gobbles. And I'm just very sorry.
That's perfectly all right. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier?
Yes, sir.
Your line is still open.
Oh, I'm very, very sorry. Let me just put the phone down. All right.
Okay, I can put him on hold, will you?
Just grease it up.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Harry Potter's Harry Potter's Goblets of Fire is out now, and that's a really cool thing. You know, coming up in February is going to be the... I believe it's Groundhog's Day, and of course they have that at Gobbling Knob. I mean, they have it at Gobble Your Knob. No. They have Groundhog Day at Gobble a Knob. It's at Gobbler's Knob. Gobbler's Knob, which is in Pennsylvania. So that's kind of a thing that shows you that it can happen. You know, Harry Potter, Goblets of Fire, Gobbler's Knob, you know. In fact, there's an awful lot of turkeys that are gobblers. Well, I mean, what I mean is it's a bird, the turkey, you know what I mean? All right, so thank you very much. Don't forget www.philhenryshow.com for all the latest show news, but if you want a really cool fan site, Sweet Feathery Jesus is pretty sweet.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
So I'm watching the sports final here on the local station. And this is the Phil Henry Show, and our number is 1-800-449-8686, and we're having a signing for our new CD. I want to get all the promotional announcements out of the way. And we want to thank as well for being on our program, Don Berman from Channel 19 News, telling us all about how kids who have to spend too much time with elderly relatives at Thanksgiving might as well just wander out into the woods that night, and the lone crack of a pistol can be heard. I mean, what is this, Rommel committing suicide? You know, oh, God. Harry Potter is going to be a good movie. Now, I watched the deal here. The guys at the ESPN Zone, I don't know if you guys have an ESPN Zone in your town. In many towns, there's an ESPN Zone. They generally are part of something called a Downtown Disney. Now, I know that Disney is in Orlando and it's in Anaheim, but throughout the country, there are a variety of entertainment places that you can go with the family and enjoy yourself, and ESPN is probably a part of them. I'm not blaming ESPN. I'm not blaming Disney. I'm just going to tell you what happened, and you decide. And I think these things are worth repeating. I think it's like, for instance, let me just repeat something that happened just last night, where we have a little beach house on a section of sand in Ventura County. And once a week, the power goes out. Not just in our house, 900 homes. And when I called, I said, hi, I'm at such and such address and the power's out. Oh, really? Well, and she sounds like she's shocked. I said, well, certainly you must know. There's 900 homes. I said, there's a whole neighborhood. Well, let me just double check. Yes, sir. There are 900 homes out, and the power went out at 9. She's given me the information that I already have. Yes, I understand that. I have that. And I would like to have this put into the notes. You know how they say they put little notes into your account? Would you please put this into our account? Yes, sir. That this happens on a regular basis. That it is, well, you know, when there isn't power, sir, you don't get charged for it. You know, she thinks she's really intercepting me on a big point I'm going to make. I said, well, I'm not talking really so much about the money. Is that, for instance, if you're working on a computer and the power goes out, then everything that you have worked on, in my case, things that I write and things that I put my heart and soul into, things that I sweated over for years, maybe, an entire journal of my life, wiped out.
Uh-huh. Well, we're real sorry about that, dear.
You know, they love to say, we're real sorry about that, sir. Like, that's going to mollify me if I were to say to them, you know, I'm really sorry about not paying my bill for a year. They don't care. They're still going to send it to the collection guy, ream me a new one, Vaseline up a fist. I mean, you know, hey, man, everything they got to do, right? Even though I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. Now, I may be making a mountain out of a molehill. I don't think so. See, I'm one of these guys, I just asked the question. This is, what, 2005? Okay, now I know we've been to the moon. I know we're growing animals from the cells of other animals. We now have cloning. We also have babies that are grown in petri dishes. In other words, you can grow a baby in something that looks like a spaghetti colander. And yet, I can't get electrical power to my home on a regular basis. So I said to her, I'd like you to put this in the notes, that this is a regular occurrence.
Well, I don't know what the problem is, sir.
I said, I know what the problem is. The problem is your company, Southern California Edison, which in parts of the, you know, in your old neck of the woods, Wayne, it was called what? Connecticut Edison? Con Ed, isn't that what it is? Yeah, I got your Con Ed, all right. I don't know what's called up in Harry's neck of the woods. Chai Ed? Whatever the hell. Chive Head? I said, I know what the problem is. Your company is incapable of providing electrical service to this neighborhood on a consistent basis. Now, that may have to do with the engineering. It might have to do with the people at the top. It might have to do with the way you organize your company or the way that you maintain systems. But the fact is, the problem lies with your inability to provide electrical service.
Well, I'll put into your notes, sir, that you feel that we don't provide electrical service, you know, some kind of, it was a very sarcastic, I said, fine, you know.
But I'm sitting here in the dark, lady. I mean, I've been sitting here in the dark for an hour and a half. And it ain't like I'm overusing my air conditioner either, because it's 60 degrees. In other words, there's no overuse because of electricity, because of the air conditioner. There's no nothing, man. It's just a freaking switch on a wall. And this, all of a sudden, ooh. And because I live in such a chill neighborhood, my neighbor's down there with his flashlight. Yeah, it sure is a nice night for it, though. There isn't a lot of stars out tonight, so it's not too bad, you know. I go, come on, man, get angry about this. Every freaking week. Yeah, it's really a drag. Yeah, huh? What are you doing, man? I was on my computer. Yeah, me too. Wiped out everything, man. Vital family documents, you know, tax returns that I can never get back. And the dude's got his flashlight. It's really kind of just sweet tonight. It's really sweet. See, the Navy base is on what's it called? Auxiliary. Navy base is on auxiliary. Oh, good for them. That's great, man. Why don't I just fire up my generator? Nah, it's a chilled out neighborhood, so nobody's really getting tight. So I drive down the street. I get in my car. What are you going to do? I sit in my car because it's the only light in the whole place, right? I went down to Carl's Jr. I got myself the number 4.
Jesus.
What are you commenting for, bud? You go there all the time.
What a pig.
Why am I a pig?
Because I know you always get 2 of them.
I get 2 of the sandwiches. Yeah, 1 isn't enough. I got a number 4 with the extra size fries, a large diet drink. And
you get the bacon, Western cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Does it give you squirts?
No, it doesn't, man. What a funky dude you are, dude. Whew, man. God help your family when they got to spend Thanksgiving with you. So anyway, I get a number 4. I drive back. I park. I'm sitting there sucking on a Coke and eating a burger. And with the light on in my car. Finally, bloop, bloop, my little cell phone goes off. Hello, sir. This is Southern California Edison telling you that we have not yet got an update report. Well, that's okay, because I got one, man. I drove 3 feet down the street and talked to the crew that's already here, and they've been here for 20 minutes.
Oh, really? Well, what did they say?
Well, that's what I asked you to call me and tell me about. Actually, what they said was, I'm the guy, hey, how long is it going to be? Have no idea, sir. We just got here. Oh, that's great. It only took you 40 minutes. I mean, I'm sorry, man. You know, if these guys don't like to hear the consumer complain, I can understand if a guy says, hey, man, I don't want to have to pay this city tax. When the power goes out, I got every right in the world to complain, Jim. Especially when we're doing everything right. We're told to conserve. We're told not to do this. I remember that water drought was going on here, man. People were not flushing their toilets. The stuff that people went through to try to be good citizens when we had that whole drought back in the 80s and the 90s. You know, that whole, if it's brown, flush it down. You know, to this day, man, when I got married, and I got married well after the drought had ended. The drought had been over for years, and I got married, and my kids are still just squeezing it off in the toilet, and I'd be walking in. Jeez, how about flushing one around here? We're trying to conserve water. You know? I mean, people did that. My wife was like the most conscientious person, saving, you know, dishwater to water. You know, these cats, man, you talk about having us wrapped around their fingers. Hello, we're Southern California Edison. In these very difficult times, you can help. You can help conserve power. Meanwhile, if you go to the president's house, he's sitting there and he's got a fan going just to cool his ass off. He's got like 6 different fans, each one for each part of his body. Living in some big fat spread. He's got like, he doesn't have air conditioning, man. He's got a refrigeration unit. He's in the backyard there. And because he's out there in the desert, he refrigerates his backyard. Even though it's not enclosed, he just has large refrigeration units just to kind of keep the air. Because it's like ordinarily 160. He keeps it at a nice temperate 91. Get out of here. Are you cats kidding, man? You guys are about as full of it as the oil companies with that whole song and dance those guys do about, yes, Shell Oil is trying to keep the prices down, but what can we do? What can we do? We're dealing with a bunch of mop heads, man. And we got to go over next month and play golf with them. So what I'm saying to you guys there at the electrical company, same thing I said when we were getting them brownouts, if you'll pardon the expression brownout. And the only thing getting browned out around that time, man, was you know what, the shorts. Because you couldn't, you know, all I'm saying is, I don't think it's much to ask for me to go more than 7 days without having all the juice in the neighborhood shut down so that the guy's kid who's on an electric lung across the street, all of a sudden I'm hearing. And don't give me this crap about emergency power either. Well, if he's got a child that's on a, he can get a California credit. Well, oh, that's great. He can get a credit. Meanwhile, the kid's just in the iron lung just. All right, so that's Phil Hendry grouses about crap that nobody can do anything about. And that's what I think most talk show topics, really, when you get right down to it, baby, let's complain, but you think we can do anything about it? Short of widespread violent revolution, no. Now, when it comes to widespread violent revolution, I want no truck with that, man, because I got season seats for the Trojans. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I got to read some email, then I'll tell you that ESPN Zone story. I got way sidetracked. But anyway, here's some email here on the Phil Hendry Show. By the way, bud, let's get some music for this, will you?
Oh, yeah, we have to do it.
Yeah, can we get it set up, man, before I go into it?
All right, hold on.
Oh, God. Watch this. It'll probably be something really funky.
All right, thanks a lot for having confidence.
I don't want to be talking to you about it, man. Just put it on, okay?
All right, stand by.
Yeah, stand by? I'm on the air right now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now it's time for email, I guess. That's, you know.
There it is.
That's actually pretty cool. Yes, email. In a world gone mad, one man. Anyway, here. Hello, Phil. It makes me feel good as your fan to know that besides being a genius of a totally original form of comedy, you have a mind for more intellectual pursuits that more than make up for your appreciation of the barefoot overall wearing form of music called bluegrass. Let's just pause for a moment, folks. Anyway, check out this link for free downloads of Hitler's War, Goebbels' Mastermind of the Third Reich, The Secret Diaries of Hitler's Doctor, Hess, The Missing Years, Apocalypse 1945, The Destruction of Dresden, and a few others. Enjoy the reading and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Miami, Mike Gardieri. Michelle, tell Phil he does not need hair to look good again. I am semi-bald and lost weight through exercise and weights, and my girlfriend cannot handle it. Also, she notices other women checking me out. He needs to get addicted to weightlifting. He can be a stud again. Diet change, creatine, lots of H2O, weights, and Stairmaster, and that's it. 1 hour a day for 2 months. Tell him to buy the Body for Life book by Bill Phillips. Regards, Bill Phillips. Hi, Phil. That was pure genius bringing Bud along for the latest Phil Drives to Work Part 8. I honestly think you were onto something there. It felt like a comedy road trip the two of you were on, and with the first-person perspective video, it really worked well. Oh, let's face it. Phil Drives to Work blows. It's boring. I just do it because it's boring. I just do it because I think it looks cool when you're, you know, it's kind of like an acid trip. Just woo. Maybe I ought to just do a big long one and be done with it. I feel like I could watch and listen to 3 hours of you and Bud driving with the funny commentary and foolishness. My mind is brainstorming where this... Oh, Jesus. Sorry, Sam. We will not be accepting any more email from you. We're scared. Phil, I watched the old video of you talking on public television. Man, Jesus. Talk about a comb over from hell. Ha ha. Should have done a bowl cut. Dude, that was not a comb over. That was just me combing what was left of my hair. Hey, Phil, watch the Denver Broncos stick it to Newman's Jets today. I swear to God, Mark, Hey, Phil, I watched the Denver Broncos stick it to Newman's Jets today. Totally shut out. Ouch. That's got to sting. The Denver O went to the Jets D like you threw a quarter pounder whiff chi. Hope Mark didn't come all the way to Denver to see that one. It's hard to catch your breath in the Rocky Mountains when you're crying into your beer. Take care. Thanks for making me laugh. James Miller, Denver, Colorado. Sorry, dude. You know what, Mark? You will have your day, brother. Well, some Jets fans will have their day. I don't know if you'll be alive to see it. Doug Danger, best line from your show, Phil, was said by Doug Danger. J-Lo failed night school because she's so black they marked her absent. Wow! Oh, and one more here. Wow, Department B4 Eichmann, the SS, it all makes perfect sense now. I wondered where the Nazi and Bobby had come from, and now I wonder no more. Brilliant, Phil, Davo. All right, there you go. If you want to email us, phs@philhendryshow.com. And I will tell the ESPN story, the ESPN Zone story coming up, and how my son was almost seriously injured. A thorough wedge job done at the ESPN Zone. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. If you go to www.raquel.to, R-A-Q-U-E-L, she's a listener of ours. She lists us as one of her, quote, guiltier pleasures. And, oh, yeah, she's about a $2,000 an hour escort in the city of Toronto, Canada. Hey. You think I'm kidding around? Check her out. There's no way if she ever met me, she'd have anything to do with me. I'd say, you know,
hi, I'm Phil Hendry. I'm the one what you listen to. Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
But some kind of a beautiful, well, I suppose for the $20,000 breast that she had installed. No, she's very nice. And no, very gorgeous, and she's an escort. Now, I don't know if that means, well, I don't know what that means. But she does wear shades in all of the pictures, and I think that means I don't want anybody to know what I look like. I can't get to the ESPN Zone story, bud.
What an idiot, man. For a half hour you promote it, and you talk about some girl with big boobs. What's that about?
Yeah, you're right, man. That's, boy, what a drag that is. Sorry to bum you out, bud. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll finish that, and happy Thanksgiving for those of you who celebrated early. And I know a lot of you like to do it on Monday and get it out of the way because it's such a freaking drag. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.